CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I found your car keys.
Fine, thank you.
They're on the mantle. What are you doing?
Oh, drinking my coffee.
I caught you.
Caught me what? What are you talking about?
Honestly, I leave the breakfast table for 2 minutes, and what happens? You tiptoed over to the refrigerator and got some butter for your toast.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I saw you hastily pop the rest of your toast in your mouth as I came out, and you look very guilty. Let me see if there's butter on your knife. Let me see it.
Here, that's it. Clean.
You wiped it off.
Now, look, if you're going to watch me every second like the Gestapo and put me through a third degree... Look, Annie, let's give up this diet.
Now, we've been very good for 9 days. Now, let's keep at it, dear.
Oh, I'm so sick of it. All right. Now, look, though, try to plan something for dinner, will you, that's very good and not fattening so I can eat a lot of it because I am so darn hungry.
All right, dear. I'll try to think of something. Come in, Ann. I'm just fixing some lemonade to cool off.
I just drove over to see what you knew about this weekend fishing trip.
I don't know anything. What weekend fishing trip?
Well, I just think that our husbands are planning to go off fishing.
They are? Why, nothing was said to me.
Well, nothing was said to me either. I overheard Jack talking on the phone.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say anything to him because he gets mad when I ask him why can't the wives go along.
Sure.
He always says, well, nobody else is taking his wife. So I thought maybe if we wives get together...
Now, this is certainly news to me.
I don't know why we're always left out. Jack always says, well, I'd love to take you, dear, but the rest of the guys decided no wives, so I can't ask you. Mm-hmm. Well, I think they get together and just decide that's what they're all going to say, and it makes me kind of mad.
Well, I am flabbergasted. I haven't heard one word about it.
Now, why should they go off for a weekend and have a wonderful time and leave us behind as usual to take care of the children?
Yes. Why can't we all go and take the children? They would love it.
Jack talked to Fred. And to Tom Ferris, too.
Oh.
So why don't we call Eleanor and Jane and see what they think?
Uh-huh.
I think we wives should get together for an emergency conference.
Hi, for Pete's sake. What's all this pile of stuff in the front hall?
Hi there. Home early. Well, I just thought I'd get things lined up so you could start putting things in the car if we're going to leave early in the morning. Tent's all ready to go, too. Camp cots, mosquito netting, thermos jugs, and all that. What's the matter? Didn't you plan a weekend fishing trip? Ann dropped you over this afternoon and said you and Jack and Fred and Tom had planned a nice weekend for us. So Eleanor and Jane came over, too, and we thought we'd better get organized. I mean, really, dear, you know, it's sweet of you. It really is to want to surprise me, darling. But after this, I mean, I'd rather you told me because, I do like a little more time to make preparations.
Cut out the act. I was going to tell you about the fishing trip, but the truth is I forgot about it myself. Look, Jack said something about it last week, and I said, oh, sure, fine, and then I forgot about it. Jack called me at the office and said the guys were planning to meet for lunch to make plans, and... Look, I meant to call you when I got back to the office. Then I got tied up with the boss.
It's all right, dear. I think it's a marvelous idea. I'd love to get away, and the children will adore it.
The children?
Yes. Oh, they
love... Oh, no, look, sweetheart,
What?
Well, honey, to begin with, I'd love to take you. You know that, but the guys decided no wives.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Why do you men always want to get away from your wives? We'd be terrible.
Look, honey, why do we have to go through this every time I want to get away with a few of the fellas to go fishing? I mean, it's got nothing to do with my loving you or wanting to get away from you.
Why is it so much fun? Just being with a bunch of men. And if it's so much fun, why do you want to do your wives out of all the fun?
All right. All right, I'll call Jack and tell him I'm not going. It just isn't worth all this nonsense.
All right. Well, go on. Call him.
Oh, look, honey, can't you see that if we take our wives and our kids, I mean, that's four cars and about 16 people. Look, we plan to drive 275 miles up to Mallard Lake. We never even get there until dark tomorrow. I mean, we were going to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, you know darn well it's just impossible to get 16 people, half of them children, started off somewhere at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it'll be 7 or 8 o'clock by the time we get going. Then we have to stop 100 times at restrooms or get lollipops or strawberry pop. Driving that far on a hot day, probably half the kids would be car sick.
I know. As you said, dear, it's nonsense to even think of going.
Well, look, Cardi, I mean, well, why do you want to go? I mean, you know, you hate sleeping in a tent. I'll bet you Ann Lundell put you up to this, didn't she? Huh? Didn't she?
Well, she's right.
Ah.
And then the other wives want to go, too. Eleanor and Jane and Ann, they were furious you'd all planned not to take us. And since you were siding with the husband, I had to side with the wives, didn't I?
Yeah, well, how about siding with me instead?
Look, I'm kind of mad at you for not telling me. It isn't like you at all. It really isn't,
Dan. Oh, honey, I know, and I am sorry. I really am. I did forget. Honestly, I tell you, since we started on this darn diet, I can't think of anything but food.
I know.
Food.
Well, what did you mean I should side with you?
Well, now, honey, listen, you know you have got more sense than Eleanor or Jane or Anne put together.
Don't soft soap me now.
Oh, no, honey, I mean it. Now, don't just answer me something. Do you really get jealous and mad if I enjoy going somewhere and doing something like fishing or bowling or playing golf without you?
No, I really don't. I'm glad you have a good time.
Yeah, and I see that's what I mean. Jane and Eleanor and Anne, they're all possessive wives. If they have their way, that they keep their husbands on a leash.
All right, don't go on. I'm a wonderful wife. What do you want me to do? Well, honey, if I call them and tell them I don't want to go, which is really true, they'll think I'm a traitor. But for you, I'll do it. Go on, get out your fishing flies and start babbling ecstatically over them. I'll call the girls and see what happens.
Look at this one. Isn't that a beauty of brown hackle? I just tied it.
Uh-huh.
It's a golden spinner. Huh? See? Nice,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yes. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday? What do you mean? This is not my birthday.
I know, but this weekend is your birthday present.
What do you mean?
A fishing trip with three of your men friends, and I'm paying the travel expenses. That's what I told their wives.
Why, I still don't know what you mean.
I didn't want to tell the other wives. I'm just plain backing out. So I said I'd ask you what you wanted for your birthday some time ago. I forgot that you had said you'd like a fishing trip with three of your pals. So, since I'm paying your travel expenses, okay, I'll cast my own silver out of my allowance. Well, they got the idea. I mean, I certainly couldn't be expected to pay travel expenses for 16 people, you know.
Smart girl, I tell you, I have got one brilliant wife.
You just better appreciate me. And here's the money.
No. Look, the guys are all sharing expenses.
They can't now, not if you want to go. Anyhow, I want to do it. You flattered me, so it went to my head. I have to prove how wonderful I am. here's the money. Now, if there's anything left over, you can buy something to rub on to keep the mosquitoes away.
Well, thank you, darling. It's the nicest birthday present I ever had.
And you have a good time. But you stick to your diet now. If you catch any bass and cook that, dear.
Well, we expect to.
Well, all right. Here, the calorie book says a small slice of bass, 2 inches square and 1 inch thick, is 100 calories. So remember, promise now.
2 inches by 1 inch? Yes. I'm supposed to sit there counting calories while fresh lake bass fries and butter over the campfire?
And give me the money back. You can't go and, or else promise.
I promise I'll stick to my diet.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman speaking.